Well, see, this will be just for informational purposes. The one in 4547 up on Caesar's Head Billy's machine, currently it's operating a split antenna system again, and the duplexes ain't on it, and the transmit antenna's way down low on the tower, so his transmit range will be down some for the moment until he gets those duplexes redone and back up there on the mountain. I don't know if you knew that or not, but I was going to pass that along to you while it's on my mind, because until he gets that straightened out, I can't even hear it on HT. I can hear it here on the fixed station antenna, but I can't hear it on HT till he gets those duplexes back on it and gets everything back on the top antenna.
I knew there was something going on. I didn't know what, and of course I ain't talked to Billy in a while. But I did hear him on it earlier this evening talking, and I knew there was something going on because I was only getting it at 50% signal than what I'm normally getting it full scale, and I should get it full scale just with my coax connected to my radio. But I knew I'm only getting it, like I said, maybe a good 5x5 or 5x7 signal-wise. And my antenna is pointing straight at it, generally. So, but anyway, well, maybe he'll get it up and going.
If you knew or not, but I thought I'd pass it on to you while it's on my mind. It's not any of your equipment. It's just the receive antennas, the main antenna on the top, and the lower one, again, is the transmit. And that's how it's functioning at the moment. So it ain't nothing of yours. I just thought I would mention it while it was on my mind. I was here listening around when they was up there doing some of that work. And it's just a matter of them getting everything worked together so they can go back up there and put the duplexes back in place.
Well, that's good. Maybe he'll get it all situated. Like I said, it's typically got a good coverage over here in this area, depending on, as long as you're on a base or a mobile setup, it's always good in this area. But anyway, you said something about yesterday. Did you get to help out with the training yesterday, or did you get to go anywhere, or did you just sit at home and listen to it on Simplex or the Heart System, or what?
I knew some of it was going to be on the Heart System. My only problem there again goes with that 2-meter machine that's on Paris Mountain, it's next to impossible for me to do anything with anything on Paris Mountain. They had a 145-130 up there on Caesar's Head, but obviously they never ever linked it up and chose to put a DMR up there instead of the analog 145-130. And in general, from my location, I can't work the Heart System repeaters. I heard they was going to be doing that. No, I was here at the house here when I was listening to the Simplex communications on our Simplex frequency here. That I was talking about on 146.595 was, I guess, 2 to 4 years ago when one of these things has happened. And then, not this time, but back then. And ever since then, like I said, it kind of surprised me somewhat.
Have you got a way? Of course, I guess I could go to QRZ and look you up that way. But I will make a note of it here. I don't know if I'll be able to do it tonight. I've got so much of my mind on my plate that I want. I was trying to get some paperwork accomplished today, but I'm sitting here on the radio yakking. But I've just been, pretty much like everybody else, just being lazy today and recuperating from yesterday. I will try to sit down sometime this week, because like I said, my brain is, you know, tired right now. I'll try to sit down sometime this week and try to see where you live at, and, you know, that area, general area. But it sounds like to me you need to invest at some point in time in some good half-inch hard line. You know, the very minimum, you know, half-inch hard line. So that way you can, you know, try to get all the line loss you can, you know, the less line loss you can get because of your geographical location. But, because it does, you know, make a big difference. It is a night and day difference when you invest in some good hard line and improve your capabilities.
Well, I had someone suggest to me LMR 400, but back in 06, I didn't know that existed either.
LMR 400, you got 600, you really just have to look at your, you know, what you're using now, look at the line loss, how many feet, you know, what kind of run you're using. You have to look at your connectors, you know, you're looking at what I think is like 1.5 dB for each connector you use. So eventually it all plays a part of the variables. So, and then you got, you know, Mother Nature, and then you got, you know, all the obstacles in the way too from you in the repeater site. And then again, you'd be like, well, I shouldn't have no obstacles in the way because, you know, I'm up elevation-wise. But, you know, it's like, you know, there's some things that I have, you know, as a repeater owner, or some of the things that I do with our repeater, you know, elevation-wise says, you know, I shouldn't have a problem. But it's between from point A to point B, you know, there's some things that we do with our repeater that, you know, buildings are part of the problem. There's some scenarios where towers become part of the problem because of the shadow that a tower, you know, a tower arm, you say, is very narrow, but you're looking at it as a, you know, a wavelength spectrum, so to speak, for the lack of better words. You know, that little inch and a half, 2-inch arm on that tower over the wider area becomes real massive as it goes out in distance-wise. So it casts a big shadow the further you get away from the center point. So, you know, and some people don't realize that. But, you know, there may be just something casting a shadow in your area between you and the repeater.
Well, see, we was not yesterday, but a week from yesterday, a 6-meter machine went on the air, FM machine up on Paris Mountain. Well, I tried it from here. I could key it up, but that's about the extent of what I could do with it. I could key it up. Someone told me they could tell I was on there, keying it up, but that's all I could do with it. Well, that's 6-meter FM. 2-meter FM ain't much different, and UHF is impossible.
Well, you know, when I first, going back to the mid-90s when we first got into the hobby, you know, 6 meters was, I won't say, you know, real active, but it was active. It withstood itself more so than what it is today. Because that's one reason I bought the radio I did back in the 90s, which was a Kenwood 690. It was 6 meters plus HF. And, of course, you know, the technician, all I could use was the 6 meters and 10-meter part of the radio, which, you know, kept me busy, believe it or not, at a technician level. And, you know, to this day, I still go back to 10 meters, even as an extra class operator, because I did, for Now, you know, there again, propagation was the biggest part of the puzzle, you know, back then, which obviously was on 2 meters as well, when we had band openings. I made more contacts as a technician on 10 meters than I have as an extra class on all the other bands combined. But, so far. But, you know, I'm in the process of trying to change that statistic for various reasons. And then, you know, of course, going back to the 90s when me and you both got our ticket, if my memory recalls, you going back, you know, to the propagation thing. You know, I can remember back in the 90s when we had our old spectrum repeater on the mountain. And, you know, it's been up there, you know, roughly about 30 years, give or take. And, you know, it was the backbone of, you know, this area. And had a, you know, it had a very hot, sensitive receiver in it. And I wished I could, you know, put it back up there because it was so good and still is. I mean, it still works like it did the day it was bought. But due to all the RF in the atmosphere, it just, you know, it's not able to filter all that stuff out, you know, in a sense. But going back to the point that I was trying to make, we had a guy from, I want to say it was Birmingham, Alabama, back in the 90s. I got his QSL card here. He's a doctor from the northern Alabama area. And he was able to key up the 330 repeater on 5 watts way back when. So, I mean, it's you know, propagation's a funny thing, and VHF and UHF is, a funny creature in itself.
LZI, well, throughout most here in the winter months, I can hear your 3-3 here, but when we go back in the summer, it'll disappear. And even at that, it's doubtful I can key it even now. I'm glad you told me that a while back about it changing heights on the tire, because it's very understandable now.
Well, there again, you know, when you're talking about the weather and Mother Nature, it's a funny thing. You know, you're going from, you know, no leaves on the tree to leaves being on the tree. And, you know, different trees have, you know, you're talking about, you know, maybe a possibility of a pine tree or a maple tree or maybe a tall building, you know, steel structure. You know, it's just who knows what. But, you know, there again, you said, you know, when the seasons change, so, you know, that tells you, you know, Mother Nature's playing the part in it. But then again, if you kind of know the problem, there's a solution out there. We just got to figure out what it is. And, you know, to find that fine line, for the lack of better words, that problem, and figure out a way to overcome it. You know, that's one of my pet peeves, is, you know, being stuck in a problem. It may take me 3 or 4 hours to work through it, but, you know, but before it's over, before the sun goes down, I'm going to find a solution or find the answer one way or another. I've never had a problem to hold me back yet, so to speak, so I've always, you know, worked through it and turned that negative energy into positive energy and learned from it.
LZI, talking about 10 meters, this ain't an AFM part, but down in the tech numbers part, you ever checked in with Josh and them on Sunday evening at 7:30 p.m.? I done forgot what the frequency is, but they got a net on over there in Oconee County sometime about at that time. You ever heard them on there?
do what? I got distracted for a minute. What was the question?
Josh, over there in Oconee County, Salem, W4GOG, they got a 10-meter net that goes on in the technician. Novice part of the band at 7:30 p.m. on Sunday, down there in the voice part of the band on upper side band. You ever checked in with them before?
I don't think I have. Because that time on Sunday afternoon is very busy for me between all the HF nets on 75, 80 meters, because you got the Georgia sideband net. Now the time's changed, so everybody else changed their time. So I try to check it on all the 75-meter nets, the state nets. I check in with Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee, and Florida sideband nets. And then, then after that, time all them finish up, then it's time for the 2-meter nets. So, it's, I'm like, geez, there's one time I start writing all these nets down, trying to figure out, what time to hit each one of them so I can get them all in. And I just, just to be honest, I'd run out of time before I'd run out of, before I can get to all of them. But no, to answer your question, no, I have not checked into his 10-meter net.
Well, he's got one down there. Like I've explained to you before about HF, I don't have anything here to do anything with in that regard, but he's always announcing over on the warning system that he's got one over there at that time at 7:30 down there on Sunday down there, and I was just curious to know. I don't remember the exact frequency, so you'll just have to check on that, but he's always talking about it anyway, and as far as receiving on 10 goes, what I get on this scanner antenna, generally about the best I get. You ever done any FM up there on 10 meters on that 2962, that KQ2H up here in New York State?
The only time I've done any FM 10 meters was way back when, back in the 90s, when I think it was, don't hold me to it, but I think it was Augusta, used to have a 10-meter repeater, or somebody in northern or central Georgia, I think. I want to say, don't hold me to this, but if my memory is correct, it's like 28 or 29, 410, I think, give or take. But it was an FM 10-meter repeater, and it didn't last long, where it was propagation or what. It seemed like it didn't last that long. Of course, I didn't have the best 10-meter antenna in the world either at the time. Not like I probably would have now. But back then I was just, trying to see what works and what didn't work obviously the funds. But that's about the only repeater I think I've ever worked was way back in the 90s.
LZI, that KQ2H up in New York State, and I'm just hearing it on scanner antenna when the conditions get right here in the summer. When the conditions are right in here, that repeater up there just comes in here and it blankets the southeast from up there, that repeater does. I've heard it year after year just on a scanner antenna. And ever so often, there's another one that's on 29660 that's out in Dallas-Fort Worth. There's times that it comes in here pretty good. And there's others, but that's just the ones that I remember the best.
I mean, it's possible. 10 meters is really opened up here lately, over the last couple of weeks. I know a lot of people have been on 10 meters and making some good distant contacts. That's one band. I mean, of course, you know, being in the hobby as long as I have, I've got my particulars now that I hang out at and go to and check out or whatever. But, you know, I mean, if that's on a Skinner antenna, it would be interesting to see, you know, if you've got a SWR, you know, check the SWR on the, and see what it, you know, where it registers at on what band and where it's resonant and on what frequency, you know, get your analyzer and hook it up to an analyzer and check it out and see where it's resonant at. Because, you know, I think most of your Skinner antennas from, you know, from what I've dealt with, you know, most of them should be resonant to somewhat extent, you know, on the VHF and UHF spectrum of the band, but 10 meters, you know, that's kind of, I guess, maybe would be odd.
Well, see, this one here is a Hustler, but this one's been up since 1981. I've had two or three pieces of coax over the decades, and it's biting me to needing another one up there. You'll see, it's that antenna you can't transmit on. Not this 8900 here would do 10 FM if I had the resonant antenna, but I'm just hearing it, like I was telling you, just hearing it on a scanner antenna hooked to a scanner, and when it comes in that good, I mean, it's something else for anybody who's got the capability. If they haven't tried it, it's there for them to try if they want to.
Me for ID for our forget. Anybody else want to jump in the conversation?
Larry didn't hang around tonight. I was going to ask him about it, but he's not calling him. But you was talking about you need to get some shut down. I don't want to keep you up here all night. I just some years back, as always, I've wondered about it. And it's got to be one of those unusual propagational times that make that possible. N4DME, KI4LZI, go and get you some shut out.
Well, I probably will here in the next couple hours, eventually. I'm just in slow mode today, you know. Like the good Lord give us, he give us the seventh day to rest, and that's pretty much what I've been doing. I said, about the only place I've been walking is back and forth to the coffee pot, literally. And, of course, the kitchen, obviously, to eat. And I just got through eating supper. But anyway, there's a lot of things, you know, going back to yesterday, and I learned a lot, and a lot of things that I thought about and think about, and it's, you know, a lot of things statistically that I would like to know, you know, if it ever gets formulated or talked about or, you know, transitioned to a paper form, maybe, just, you know, once everything gets mapped out or whatever, or maybe it's already been done, I don't know. But it would just be interesting to see the, you know, the pattern of how things, you know, on the simplex frequency took part yesterday. Who could hear who, and, you know, given that environment. You know, like we do with, the Anderson, you know, has a simplex training every once in a while, and, you know, other counties, you know, have some, and, you know, to see who could hear who, and, you know, that would be something that would be interesting to see, or maybe get all the figures together and come up with some kind of paper form that shows the transition from point A to point B, you know, being in, you know, point A being in Columbia, and being able to talk, to try to figure out, come to think of it, I was watching some kind of video on YouTube that was done What was it? The Anderson, was it the Anderson group that done it, or Pickens group? No, it was the Pickens group done that I was watching on YouTube, I think it was, the other, last week, that they done, you know, the guy was talking about the pattern of transmissions that were done and studied. But, you know, that would be the same type, basically, format that would be interesting to do from each county down to Columbia, to see what kind of path and which operator could, you know, fulfill that call of duty, so to speak, to reach, you know, county down to the Columbia area to be able to pass that traffic in simplex operation, if the case need be, for whatever reason, if the, you know, the repeaters went down or, you know, for whatever reason. But anyway, good to hear you there, Andy, and like I said, and enjoy talking to you after all these years, and if I can help out or whatever, like I said, I'll look at other stuff up and see if I can come up with some other solution to help you out based on your geographical location and see what takes there. N4DME.
Just mention some KI4LZI. Yeah, it was the Pickens group that I'm part of over here, the Pickens County Communications Group. Last year, we done two-meter simplex exercises of one UHF. And we done one here about a month ago, and I was part of that. And we did kind of map it out here for us here in Pickens County, so you're talking about what we done here. That's what I say. I kind of have all this is kind of mapped out for here, but you're right. It would help for others, but it was done here. KI4LZI, go ahead and get you the shut
eye. Yeah, it was that group, because I remember them using you. You was part of that diagram. I remember that now, and part of the training exercise they done over there in Pickens. Yep, I remember that now. Because you was at the northern end of things, so to speak. But anyway, all right, Andy, appreciate it. Like I said, we'll get you figured out one way or another. I'll put that on my schedule or my agenda, and you know I'll work on that between now and the next 20 years, I guess. And We'll see if we can help get you out there a little bit further.
Time, KI4LZI, go ahead and do what you got to do and get some sleep. We'll talk later.
Trying to say I talk too much now. I'm just sitting here kicked up, got my feet kicked up, and having some good conversation. But anyway, talk to you later there, Andy, and have a good one. And whatnot. N4DME.
Deprived all night, though, after yesterday, so you do what you gotta do and get the shut out. If we live long enough, we'll talk again later. KI4LZI.